Imagine a world where your dreams aren't random brain static, but meaningful messages from your deeper self, where coincidences carry profound significance, where the stories that captivate humanity across cultures spring from the same hidden source within us all. This is the world Carl Jung revealed. While Freud explored the personal unconscious, Jung ventured deeper, discovering a vast psychological landscape that connects all humanity. His ideas have quietly shaped our culture, from personality tests to Star Wars' Force, offering a rare integration of scientific rigor with spiritual depth that speaks powerfully to our fragmented modern lives. Jung's psychological cosmos isn't just theory, it's a map for understanding the mysterious terrain of the human soul. At Switzerland's Burgholdsli Mental Hospital in 1900, Jung observed how personalities could split into autonomous parts. His word association tests revealed complexes, splinter psyches that temporarily hijack our consciousness when triggered. Jung's breakthrough came through his work with schizophrenic patients. While conventional psychiatry dismissed their hallucinations as meaningless, Jung found profound psychological meaning in them. When a paranoid patient, who believed himself the savior, described seeing the sun's phallus creating wind, Jung later discovered an ancient Greek text describing an almost identical vision, suggesting these delusions tapped into something universal. This led to Jung's concept of the collective unconscious, a deeper psychic layer containing universal patterns shared by all humanity. Unlike the personal unconscious with individual memories, this collective layer houses archetypes, innate tendencies to form certain images and emotions that appear across cultures without direct transmission. When activated, these archetypes carry a numinous quality that can transform lives, forming the psychological foundation for religious experiences. The hero's journey exemplifies this, appearing in stories from vastly different cultures, a call to adventure, supernatural aid, trials, and return with transformative wisdom. This pattern emerges spontaneously because it reflects fundamental human psychological development, explaining our resonance with characters like Luke Skywalker or Frodo Baggins. Have you ever wondered why some people thrive in social gatherings while others find them exhausting? Or why some make decisions through careful analysis while others trust their emotions? Jung's psychological types explain these fundamental differences. His typology identifies two basic attitudes, extroversion and introversion, and four functions, thinking, feeling, sensation, and intuition. Extroverts direct energy outward toward people and objects, while introverts focus inward on concepts and ideas. Neither is superior. They represent different ways of engaging with reality. The four functions process experience differently. Sensation establishes what exists, thinking provides logical analysis, feeling determines value, and intuition perceives possibilities. Everyone possesses all four functions, but typically one dominates our approach to life. This creates natural compensations. The rational executive who relies on thinking might have underdeveloped feeling, emerging as emotional outbursts when stressed. Recognizing our type helps us understand our natural strengths and blind spots, allowing for more balanced development and better relationships with different types. Think of the most irritating person you know. What qualities drive you crazy about them? Jung would suggest you're encountering your own shadow, the negative side of your personality that you hide and project onto others. The shadow contains undeveloped functions, repressed emotions, and morally objectionable aspects that emerge as projections when unconscious. Making the shadow conscious doesn't eliminate these qualities, but integrates them into a more complete personality, requiring the moral courage to accept our darker aspects. Notice how differently you behave in various social contexts. The professional at work, the parent at home, the playful friend. These are aspects of what Jung called the persona, our social mask designed to impress others and conceal our true nature. Problems arise when we identify completely with these masks. The more we identify with our persona, the more the unconscious compensates through the anima, inner feminine in men, or animus, inner masculine in women. These inner counterparts often emerge through projection and can sabotage relationships when unconscious. Recognizing these inner figures allows us to integrate their positive qualities without being controlled by them. Last night, I dreamed I was back in high school, unable to find my classroom. Such dreams aren't random neural firings, but meaningful communications from the unconscious that compensate for conscious attitudes. Unlike Freud's view of dreams as disguised wish fulfillments, Jung saw them as organs of information and control, aiding personality development. Jung's key principle for dream interpretation asks what conscious attitude the dream compensates. A dream about being unprepared might balance excessive confidence, while one about flying might offset feelings of being trapped. Consider a successful man suffering anxiety resembling mountain sickness. His dream showed him ignoring childhood acquaintances and experiencing a train derailment from excessive speed, revealing he had climbed too high socially too quickly, with his symptoms warning him to slow down. Dreams speak in symbols, connecting personal experience to universal patterns. Water often represents the unconscious. Houses symbolize aspects of the psyche. Journeys reflect life's path. By attending to these nightly messages, we access wisdom beyond conscious understanding. Have you ever felt a yearning beyond external success? This calling often emerges around midlife, when Jung believed the true journey of individuation begins. This process involves integrating conscious and unconscious aspects of the psyche, moving toward the self, the archetype of wholeness that transcends yet includes the ego. Unlike individualism, individuation deepens our connection with humanity by linking us to our shared collective unconscious. This journey typically becomes significant around middle age, 35-40, when we've established sufficient ego strength to engage the unconscious without being overwhelmed. The process addresses fundamental conflicts through psychological transcendence, seeing life's storms from a mountaintop rather than being caught in them, gaining perspective that allows acceptance of contradictions. Jung discovered this process symbolized in mandala drawings, circular images with patterns of four that emerge spontaneously during psychological transformation. These symbols represent the self's organizing center, creating order from psychic chaos. Their appearance across diverse spiritual traditions suggests an inherent human drive towards psychological integration. In our fragmented modern world, Jung's vision offers a path toward wholeness that honors both scientific understanding and spiritual depth. By embracing self-discovery, confronting our shadows, integrating our anima/animus, and connecting with the self, we become more complete humans, living with greater awareness and purpose. Jung's influence extends beyond psychology. His concept of synchronicity challenges mechanistic worldviews. His archetypes inform literary criticism and marketing. And his psychological types underpin personality assessments used globally. Most significantly, Jung provides a middle path between scientific materialism and religious fundamentalism, acknowledging the psychological reality of spiritual experiences without reducing them to mere subjectivity or insisting on literal interpretations. This balance addresses our struggle to find meaning in a technology-dominated world. The true revolution begins with the individual facing their inner mystery. Engaging with Jung's ideas connects us to both our unique individuality and our shared human experience, a journey that might help heal our divided world.